Time. Yes, my one. You speak of time. Tell me, what do you know of time? And dreams? This place found within dreams, my witch. Dreams are but not the other side of the mirror we cannot view unless our eyes are closed. Forever? Eternity? That place. That esoteric thought. That smoke-filled land of enchantment. What is to you but a mythical wonder? For me is my world, my home, my realm. It is my very existence. Trapped within this embrace of forever. Wise men say the stars hold the truth as well as decide chance. And the answers? I say that for every truth shouted out and revealed, there is a lie concealed and whispered amongst the universe. For the heavens can speak falsehoods very convincingly, my betrothed. You speak to me of a concept that is so well known and so very longed for by me. Death. And in the same breath that you utter your words, you speak of an undying love for me. Me, this born creature. Me, the seed that has possessed and cursed me. I did not ask, nor did I pray upon Bentley to become what I am. I beg you, do not ask me for this dark gift, my one. I have lived. I have. Once. And I cannot remember dying. I cannot remember dying. Cannot you see, my love, that I am lost and wandering forever between darkness and light? I cannot weep, for no longer am I a living being. I cannot taste your tears of sorrow, nor those of your love. I am an abomination before God. But I can feel, my one. I do feel. In my own way, I feel the pain of the world and all of its harshness, its longing, and its unending misery. And yet you, my betrothed, love me forever as the creature that I am. Who wants to live forever? Do you, my love? Is this not the desire for humanity? Is it not their secret longing, their ultimate greed? I tell you, my one, it is better to have lived one mortal lifetime blessed with the knowing of one great love than it is to spend forever existing alone and removed from the warmth of emotions that were once known in a previous life. I shall, my love. I shall wait for you forever.